Yeah, so the one thing I really like about, you know, Windows Phone in particular with Unity is that the language that they use is the same. So they both use C Sharp, which is a huge advantage if you're trying to do anything native on Windows Phone and still do game development with Unity. You can talk between the two seamlessly, and you can't really do that on other platforms.
Most of my other friends have iOS or Android, but he really wanted to play my game. So I wanted to put it on Windows Phone so that he could play the game too.
If you have your game written already, porting it to Windows Phone is probably a matter of a day or so.
Unity is so great because it's so extensible. Visual Studio is the same way. There are so many different things you can bring in order to improve your workflow. And yeah, I mean, I had a great experience developing in it.
And there were people on the forum who did not want to learn how to develop on iOS. They didn't care about that. They were making a game, they wanted to make a game, and they wanted to stay in Unity. So we kind of just, as a friendly gesture, you know, made this a first plugin, which was in-app purchase on iOS, and just charged, you know, $25 for it, a nominal fee, something that would save, you know, say 10 to 12 hours of development time for a developer. And people bought it and loved it.
There's no reason for someone to be excited when I say I put it out on yet another platform. But when I can say I've put it out and I've added something really actually interesting to it this time, you may want to check it out again. Or, you know, be jealous of your friends who have this device because it's going to have something you don't for a while.
There are some different implementations on Windows Phone 8 that had to be worked around. And I had the assistance of one of the top-notch people in the porting lab.
Windows Phone's a great platform in itself, though, because I personally, I'm very tired of Android, so it's nice to see someone else, really nice-looking, slick OS come in there, and hopefully it gives Android a run for its money.